People of Earth, your planet has to be destroyed.
Welcome to Conspiracy, the show, the world's most trusted conspiracy theory podcast, with your hosts, Adam Todd Brown and Olivia Haidar.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Conspiracy, the show. I'm Adam Todd Brown. Who are you?
I'm Olivia Haidar.
And that makes us your hosts. Olivia, how's it going?
It's going good. It's going good. It's, been a long week. It's been a weird week as far as the world goes and as far as life goes. So, yeah, but I'm good. How are you?
Like the rest of the world, I'm very sad.
I'm devastated and in shock.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think anyone could have seen it coming, but Queen Elizabeth II has died.
Wow.
So
gunned down in her prime.
Fuck off to the closets and get your blackest jumper. Throw it on in remembrance.
I doff my monocle to you, Queen.
I hope things continue to run smoothly in England while this power vacuum exists. I know she does so many actual things to keep that country running.
Right. No, of course. I mean, there's always the worry that like some military junta might take, control.
Yeah,
In the meantime, like that's always a concern. You never know.
Yeah. Stay strong, England. Stay strong. I feel like this deserves our attention. The country of England deserves our attention. We have to be here for,
of course,
the country of England. Also, someone messaged me recently and said we should cover more British conspiracies. So,
yeah.
I guess careful what you wish for, because that guy, it seems like, kind of killed the queen.
Yeah, I wanted to say, like, I think we mostly cover American-related conspiracies because we're Americans.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what we know. So, But I do like talking about the good old Brits.
Yeah, and I think we've covered some stuff. I think this is the pod where we talked about the UK spy cop scandal, where the
I don't know
if you were on the episode, but the Metropolitan PD, which is like NYPD of London, were in hot water because they were sending out undercover cops to like infiltrate activist groups and shit.
Oh geez.
And yeah, what they were doing in some cases was they would like form full-on romantic relationships with the people they were spying on.
In one case,
a guy married a woman and had a kid with her, and the whole time he was living under this assumed identity because she was too involved with environmentalists for the UK government's taste. It was nuts. So yeah,
that's so sad.
We talk about England from time to time.
We talked about the bombings from 2005.
Yeah. Some stuff that we're going to cover today, we've already talked about, like the death of Princess Diana. We have a full episode about that. I kind of wish we could do an episode about that like once a year. It's my favorite. It's one of my favorite conspiracies just because I believe it so much. But
sure,
we'll talk about it.
We will.
Today, we're talking about 10 royal family-related conspiracies in no particular order. We're keeping it cash. We're too grief-stricken,
of course,
to do any, really laborious research. We're not members of the Labor Party anyway.
No, we aren't members of the Labor Party.
Or are we? Is that the good one over there? I don't know. I know North and South are flipped. All the lunkheads live in the North, and smart people live in the South, whereas in the U.S. it's reversed.
Yeah, I hadn't thought of it that way. Yeah, that's true.
So don't worry, everyone. You're in good hands. We clearly have a lot of knowledge and information about the UK. And
yeah, of course.
We're going to guide you through this exploration of royal family-related conspiracy theories. This first one, God, it took me so long to realize that this is not about Jason Lee of My Name is Earl fame. Because I would Google this guy and that's whose picture would pop up. And it didn't seem completely outside the realm of possibility that Jason Lee of My Name is Earl fame would have started a Hollywood gossip outlet.
Well, I mean, Jason Lee of My Name is Earl fame is a Scientologist, famously. So, yeah.
Anything's possible.
Exactly.
But It was a different Jason Lee, a blogger, who back in February became convinced that the Queen had already died. That is conspiracy theory number one, that the Queen died a long time ago.
And look, this is a really easy mistake to make, and it's because whenever a British royal is not moving, they look dead.
Yeah. Chances are they're dead if they're not moving.
Yeah, they actually die for a little while and then just come back to life.
It's like a hybrid.
To move around.
It's like a hybrid vehicle. How, you know, when you're idling in one of those, that engine will just stop. And it's because
her batteries charge him while she walks around.
And that makes sense because hybrid vehicles do that. The royal family have that hybrid bloodline that we're going to talk about later, which that's what makes them stop when they're idling.
Of course.
So, yeah, the Queen actually died in February. That is this first conspiracy. Mm-hmm. It was a blogger, again, named Jason Lee, posted on his site Hollywood Unlocked. And claim the Queen had died. If I'm not mistaken, Hollywood Unlocked, it's a British site, though, right?
Yes.
So mind your business, Jason Lee. How about you talk about the Hollywood of England, which is what? England, probably? Do they have?
Yeah, I guess it would be London.
Yeah. Is that where they make all the movies? All the Guy Ritchie films that make their way to
the United
States? Yeah,
all the Guy Ritchie films. They're all made in London. They're all made right there, smack dab. They're actually made in that giant pinecone building.
So he posted on Hollywood Unlocked and claimed the Queen had died. And the thing is, that happens a lot. Like these tiny outlets will post inflammatory or crazy news and then it finds, sorry, we were wrong, but they're just trying to get attention. When people called him out about this, he doubled down and was like, we do not post false stories and we stand by our claim. And they were like, well, who's your source? And he was like, I'm the source.
Mm-hmm.
Deal with it, Missy. And then, of course, it came to light a few days later that the Queen was not dead. There were pictures of her posted showing her to be alive.
Hmm. Yeah, supposedly.
Right. Because she was moving around.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. So after that happened, he finally took, because he stuck with it for a few days and then finally took this Instagram post down and apologized. But there's still no word where he got this information or who told him.
I bet he just made it up.
Yeah.
He had to have.
It seems like such a weird thing to do, though, because he already had a decent following. He had.
Yeah.
Like a pretty sizable audience before that. I mean, I guess it would be a thing you could do for publicity, but I think she had COVID around that time.
Maybe. Yeah. I mean, maybe he thought she died. Maybe he just like overheard it like at work or something.
Or was just guessing. She went in for COVID and he was like, this is the day. I can feel it.
I bet she's dead. Yeah.
I'm going to post it first.
I mean, we just know that she wasn't. So... whoever gave him the information was also an idiot.
I just feel like if I was running an outlet of that size and I reported that the Queen was dead and then I looked around at all the other media outlets and none of them are reporting it, I'd be like, I bet I didn't get this scoop first. Something else is going on here. Perhaps I'm wrong.
Yeah, it just feels like, if you're going to claim that someone is dead and then they turn out to be alive, you should probably be able to like back that up. Like, you know.
But
legally.
But relax, February 2022, England. The Queen is not dead. She's dead now.
No, she's
But back then, no, she was fine. She was fine.
No, she was almost dead.
Yeah. Well, that's been the case for like 20 years now.
Sure.
I think. You know, she was in office too long. I'm gonna be honest.
Do you think she was in office for? You think the royal was in office for a little too long?
Yeah. I think I'm gonna be honest. I'm gonna be even more honest. I think that whole family system might be a little outdated and unnecessary.
Really?
In terms of I mean, I know it's crazy. I know because I know the country relies on them for so many things.
Yeah. I mean, they're so essential. They do so much good for people.
I read. When I was researching this, one of the conspiracy theories one of these outlets listed was that the royal family doesn't do anything.
Right.
And they were like, this is false. they have to go to several public appearances throughout the year. And they were like, one of them even did 500 appearances in 1 year. And it's like, okay, they still do anything.
Right. Yeah. He's taking this, he's taking that rather literally, yeah. I would say. Yeah. He is right. Of course, they are very busy.
He's like, of course they move around and do things. They die if they don't. It's that hybrid right. bloodline.
Exactly.
Read your David Icke books.
There are so many people, British people, there are so many British people who really care about the Queen, and that's fair, and like, I get it, but also, like, I don't know, that just is a cognitive leap that I find interesting, and you know, and there's plenty of people in Britain who don't give a shit about the Queen, I mean, like, obviously, but
I find
it's just funny.
Crazier when people in the United States care about the royal yeah. family. And I only know one person. I'm confident she doesn't listen to this podcast, but if she does, you know who you are. And I'm sorry, but I think your obsession with the royal family is a little bonkers, even if your husband is British, which fair enough. But does your husband care about the royal family that much? I feel like he probably doesn't. I've never asked, but man, I guarantee you she is broken up about Queen Elizabeth II. Dying.
Sure.
And that's like, you know, you live in Texas. Stop it.
Yeah, it is weird. Like, there is something fundamentally weird about an American loving a British monarch. It's just yeah. kind of weird. You know, like, look, and I'm not a patriot or any, like, you know, I don't give a shit about America, but also, like, you know, it was, like, good to get away from the monarchy, like sure that was a good thing to do. So, you know, I would have agreed with it then, and I don't like the monarchy now. It's just funny that there are so many people who will just, if you talk about this, like, if for some reason, like, a tweet about this episode goes viral, people go fucking wild protecting the you know, the monarchy. It's crazy.
Probably, yeah. Conspiracy theory number two. QAnon fucking blah, blah, blah. Mm. I am so goddamn tired of talking about QAnon. Of course, there are articles about them finding significance in this, like how she died on 9/8, and 9 plus 8, mm-hmm. that equals 17. And 17, right. that's the 17th letter of the alphabet is Q. Open right. your eyes, Olivia.
Of course. Yeah, no. And 17, I mean, that's only 6 less than the number 23, you know, and then yeah. that'll kill Jim Carrey
right,
and
right.
make him write an awful noir novel that was dramatized in that movie for some reason. Anyway, yeah, this sucks. I'm so sick of QAnon.
Yeah, I hate that people are taking them almost like entertainment now.
Yeah, yes.
Like, I can't imagine. I mean, with all due respect to the people making QAnon podcasts, I hear some of them are very good, but also, mm-hmm. I don't know how much you're helping. Like,
right.
I don't know how much light needs to be shed on QAnon anymore. Yeah. Like, at some I feel like there's a fine line between being a QAnon believer and obsessively following what QAnon believers yes. believe. Like,
yeah.
There's not a whole lot of difference between those two things. Like, one of you is the fire and one of you is the fuel. And,
right.
Yeah, fuck QAnon.
Yeah, we've done a couple episodes that have involved QAnon. But I think I can speak for both of us when I say outside of that, when something crosses into the threshold of, you know, the purview of our podcast, we don't think about QAnon at all. Like, it's just not something that I care enough to think about outside of work.
Yeah. So, fuck it. Let's talk about something real.
Yeah, of course.
The Queen is a reptilian. This is a British conspiracy we have talked about a few times yes. in various mm-hmm. forms on this podcast. It all comes from David Icke, former football host.
Yeah.
Or actually professional football player.
Wow.
And then he
former MySpace friend to Olivia Hydar. 15-year-old Olivia Hydar.
Congrats. Quite the name drop there.
I know.
And yeah, he's like, go back and listen. We covered a documentary about his life. Me and Connor did an episode about David Icke. So there's lots of podcast fodder out there if you want to go hear more about him. But his defining conspiracy theory in life is that all members of the Illuminati, and of course the royal family are members of the Illuminati.
I mean, of course.
Are actually descendants of ancient hybrids between reptilian aliens and humans. And he claims he's traveled to more than 50 countries researching this theory, and that people all over the globe have provided the exact same evidence to back up the theory, including several CIA insiders. At which point I'm like, David Icke, no, don't believe it. It's the CIA, buddy. They're probably not telling you the truth. They might be trying to sow some discord within your nation because that's what intelligence agencies do. And they just recognized you as gullible enough to be the one to spread it.
He's traveled the world doing research, and everyone has told him the same type of information. Bullshit. Exactly. That's it.
Yeah, he has a quote here, a couple quotes. It took the form of meeting people who tell of experiences of seeing people, often in positions of power, change from human form to a reptilian form and back again in front of their eyes. So you know he's telling the truth because people have told him.
Of course.
And here's the thing. I was arguing with a girl in New Mexico once about...
classic mistake.
About police shootings. And her opinion was, all the cops I know are nice, so how bad can cops really be? And I bring that up for no real reason, because the important thing she told me during the course of that night is that at one point she saw a woman turn into an owl before her eyes and then turn back into a human person form.
And that's it? Like, owl and back?
Owl and back. Yeah, she turned into an owl, and there was really no rhyme or reason as to why she turned into an owl or what significance it had. But I certainly didn't take that as impetus for starting a new career in proving that people can turn into owls and back again. But
did
apparently
she say,
David Icke
what,
did.
But wait, no, okay, wait, wait. What was her interpretation of that? Like, what did she think that that meant?
She, I think, believed the woman was a witch.
A witch.
A witch.
Okay.
Sorry, a bruja.
Bruja. Oh, okay. Specific. Okay.
Uh-huh. And
was this a white woman?
No. No. She was Mexican.
Okay. Fair enough. Just want to check. Gotta check.
Yeah, I mean, but she was white-leaning with that opinion on the cops, so.
I mean, sure.
She had white tendencies.
Yes. Okay, so she thought it was a bruja. It's just funny that why would she turn into an owl and then turn back into a person without doing any owl thing?
Yeah, like you're not going to fly somewhere? Like,
yeah.
Because I'm telling you, if I had that power, I would almost exclusively use it for one thing, which is running to the store.
Oh.
I would fucking owl up, hit Albertsons, buy what I need. Hopefully I can fly it back with my,
my
considerable talons. If not, I mean, I can make multiple trips. I can fly. Nothing.
Right, of course.
Leave shit on the roof.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say you'd eat mice. That would be the one thing.
I mean, I could eat mice now if I wanted to. I don't need to be an owl to eat a mouse.
That's true.
I'd probably have to be an owl to enjoy it, but.
Or a snake or something.
But I don't know. Maybe mice are delicious. So yeah, David Icke, here's another quote. In texts around the world, you find recurring these Garden of Eden situations involving reptilian entities. The Hebrew name for snake means two-legged, standing upright humanoid reptile. End quote. Mic fucking drop.
Uh-huh. Is that true? Is that true?
There are lots of similar creation stories out there in the world. Like, that's what's so funny about when Christians will hear about someone's religious beliefs and be like, you believe what? It's like, you believe the snake thing. Calm down.
Well, no, but I mean, like, no, really, does the Hebrew name for snake mean two-legged, standing upright humanoid reptile? I don't know that that is true.
I mean, David Icke said it's true, so I don't know what else you need. You know, let's do that research on the fly. This is a This is an on-the-fly research segment. That's a new segment to this show. Man, Hebrew for snake is also associated with divination, including the verb form, meaning to practice divination or fortune telling. I don't know.
I mean, that's cool.
You know what? He could be just making this up.
I think maybe David Icke is not an honest person.
I mean, that's a bold assessment of a stone-cold, beloved British figure.
Of course, yes. As beloved as the Queen.
Beloved personality, David Icke. All right.
Well,
next theory.
He's also, I mean, you know, also reptilian conspiracy theories are a total anti-Semitic ruse. That's all that is. It sucks.
Very bad times.
Oh, speaking of something that sucks.
Yeah. How about this one? Queen Elizabeth I was secretly a man, baby. Oh, yeah. That's an Austin Powers reference.
It is. It's the worst Austin Powers reference.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. That's just the worst scene in the movie. So it was a tough choice.
Yeah. I don't have super duper strong feelings about Austin Powers. I don't think I've ever even seen third movie.
Well, the third one sucks from what I remember. I haven't watched it in years. But I've rewatched the first one recently, and it fucking rules. It's just like it's got a couple of lines like that suck.
Yeah. So
anyway, this theory.
This theory, history has since kind of chalked this up to being just like vintage misogyny. Because
misogyny, transphobia.
Yeah. Because Queen Elizabeth I defeated the Spanish Armada, and no woman could do that. No emotional woman could do that. You need an emotional man to defeat the Spanish Armada. And it really does seem like that, like if you read this, like, and it's good that if you read about this now, almost any instance you read about it, they're going to be like, this is bullshit. It's misogyny.
Yeah.
And that's why. But it's called the Bisley Boy legend. Mm-hmm. And it's absurd. As the legend goes, then Princess Elizabeth was being taken care of by unnamed caregivers in the village of Bisley, and she died unexpectedly. And so to avoid the wrath of Henry VIII, the locals replaced her with a boy with red hair. And that is what the legend goes from there. People cite her wig collection as proof that she had male pattern baldness, and the fact that she wore a bunch of makeup to, you know, her being a boy, because she was the only one wearing a ton of makeup and wigs at that point in history.
Yeah, no, that definitely wasn't like the style in England.
And they've definitely stopped with all the wig stuff in England since.
Yeah, oh, totally.
Yeah, this is absurd.
Yeah, this is weird. It sucks. Like, no thanks.
They replaced his female child with a male child, and he was just like, okay, yeah, that makes sense. It's fine. Like,
sure.
I don't know. How old was she when this is alleged to have happened? Like, was she in on it?
I don't know. And, like, you know, there are actually, and I don't think it's one of the things that we're going to talk about today, but, like, there's another theory, or, you know, it's just an idea about King Richard III and his androgyny.
Oh, yeah.
And that he may have been intersex or something along those lines. So, you know, it's not an unprecedented thing. It just, you know, we just know it wasn't true because of how the rest of history played out. I don't know. Yeah. It just doesn't seem likely that she had, you know, I guess the idea is then she would have had to, like, how did she have kids?
Yeah, there's a whole lot of questions. I still want to know how you make that switch and Henry VIII doesn't notice. Was he just psyched that his daughter was a son now, or?
Yeah, I mean, they just put an extra large ham in front of his face while they made the switch, and he just didn't notice. I mean, like, that guy, you know, I feel like he could have gotten some stuff past Henry VIII in the end.
Yeah, probably not the most attentive father. I could see that. For sure.
He was too busy expanding. You know, a great thing about Henry VIII is that he exploded in his coffin because it was sealed shut and he was very large. And so there was no air that could get in. And so
is that true?
Yes.
That's amazing.
Yep.
What an idiot.
Yeah, he sucked. He was a monster.
He sure was. So, yeah, Queen Elizabeth, there's actually a lot of conspiracy theories surrounding Queen Elizabeth. And
sure. Very famous figure, it happens.
Yeah. Another big one, which is, I would argue, slightly less demeaning and inflammatory toward her character. She was secretly Shakespeare.
Well.
Which, that's neat. Did sure. Did Shakespeare defeat the Spanish Armada?
Yeah, I mean, like, this could also be part of her being secretly a man.
Yeah. But
I don't think they mean literally.
Yeah, I think in this case they mean the woman Queen Elizabeth I was writing under the name Shakespeare. And that's not an uncommon conspiracy theory. There's a whole list of people who are kind of alleged to be William Shakespeare in real
life.
Right.
There's all sorts of theories around Shakespeare also. I mean, in general, like, including this, including... I think who was it at the time?
Francis Bacon. Yeah.
Francis Bacon.
One. I saw it lists Queen Elizabeth I, William Stanley, 6th Earl of Derby, of course, Edward sure. Devere, Earl of Oxford, and sure. Francis Bacon. Oh, and Christopher Marlowe.
And of course Christopher Marlowe. He's the big But like I don't know. I don't like that stuff. I've never been a fan of those sorts of ideas. Kind of bugs me.
Yeah. They say the same thing about J.K. Rowling, don't they? That she's a factory. And at one point, I remember...
Oh, well, that's slightly different. That's like if someone gets that famous and has like just a million ghostwriters and shit.
Right. But yeah, the claim around J.K. Rowling was more that, well, she wouldn't have had time to write all those books. Like at the time when that theory was going around, people were also like, that's misogynist. But now J.K. Rowling sucks. And everyone's like, fuck, I don't care. Maybe she didn't write those books.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, I don't really care.
Yeah.
I mean, like, whatever. But like, I wouldn't be surprised if she doesn't write whatever fucking bullshit she writes now. But like, as far as Harry Potter goes, from what I understand, it's very clear that she wrote those. And, you know, Shakespeare existed. And, you know, I don't know. It just kind of bums me out. I like Shakespeare. And I just want him to be a real guy.
And I mean, to this conspiracy theory's credit, at least, the reason people cite Queen Elizabeth the I as maybe being Shakespeare's because she was really smart. And And also a lot of Shakespeare's plays kind of were propaganda that promoted the Tudor dynasty, which would also. But it's like, what else are they going to be? Like, people are getting beheaded back then. You just got to fucking keep people happy, man.
Well, like, you're writing stories about people that everybody in your audience would know. Like, that's who you're going to write your historical epics about. He also wrote shit about, you know, Italy and, you know, ancient Rome and Scotland. And so, you know, but whatever.
All right, let's get to this one early. Like your favorite band surprisingly playing their biggest hit a third of the way into the set list. The royal family had Princess Diana killed. I fucking believe this.
Sure.
We did a whole episode about it. I don't want to go into all the details, but I mean, when you're talking murder, it's usually, was their motive? Did they have the means? Mm. Did they have the opportunity? The royal family had all of that when it came to Princess Diana. Like, she was already turning into a very bad look for them with the interviews she had, she had those secret recordings that she released. There was that book. And now it seemed like she was maybe going to marry a Muslim guy. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if the royal family would have been crazy about that. And just the circumstances around her death are so fucking weird.
Yeah.
I'm always bothered by surveillance cameras that conveniently don't work. And when Princess Diana died, there were 10 surveillance cameras in that tunnel that all were inoperable at that time.
Yeah.
For some reason. I mean, that could just be a coincidence, but it also feels like pre-planning of some sort.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's a lot of cameras.
It's a whole lot in that one area, the one area you need them to be.
Right. This is one of those theories that I don't really have an opinion on it. Like I wouldn't be surprised if that is the case. I just haven't read anything about it really. Like, I just kind of understand the idea. Like, it makes sense on a, you know, gut level, but I try not to just go on that.
I mean, look into it sometime.
The details behind it are nuts. Like I said, this is not me being a denier or whatever. Like I'm just literally saying, like, yeah, like I've heard very vague basic things about this, but it's just not one that I'm like really familiar with.
Yeah, one of the rumors around her death is that she was also pregnant at the time.
Yeah,
Dodi Al-Fayed's child.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the weirdest details about her death, she was embalmed before the autopsy, which is not a thing that is supposed to happen, especially not in France. It's illegal. And they couldn't do any blood tests.
That's fucking weird.
They couldn't do any blood tests because of that. And because they couldn't do blood tests, they couldn't confirm if she was pregnant or not. And the coroner at the time said he did it because he didn't want the body to be decomposing when Prince Charles and his sisters arrived to collect the body.
Uh-huh.
It's like, bullshit. Put it on ice.
For sure.
So yeah, that's a weird one. Well, I'll link to the episodes in the show notes
if
people want to go listen to them again. Came out a few years ago. So I always think like my podcasts from like a year ago are just so much worse than what I'm doing now. And I've been doing this for like years, but every fucking year I'm like, man, I'm finally good at this. So I don't know. It's an older episode. It might suck, but I guarantee there's
information. No, the older episodes are great.
But yeah, the royal family had Princess Diana killed. It is one of the conspiracy theories I am most confident in.
Yeah.
Like in my whole, almost as confident as Elvis joined witness protection.
I'd love it.
I'm also. That's how Elvis would want his career to end. Fucking helping out law enforcement. He was such a cop.
It would have been cool if, like, Tarantino style, that's what Baz Luhrmann ended his Elvis movie with. That would have been great.
Yeah.
Just what he wanted to happen.
Yeah, that would have been amazing.
That movie is good, but that would have made it a 5-star masterpiece. So, yeah, so Princess Diana, the royals killed her.
The royals killed her. And another really believable one coming hot on the heels of that. Prince Charles is a vampire.
Sure, why not?
And here's the thing. If we're talking, like, metaphorically, sure. Like, the whole royal family are vampires, but
If you're talking aesthetically, of course.
But this all seems like it just stems from the fact that Prince Charles is distantly related to Vlad the Impaler. Who?
I mean, and look, that's not sinister. You know, like, that definitely has some bizarre geopolitical implications, but yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know that it means he's a literal vampire, because for one thing, if I were a vampire, I'd be pissed that I still look like that.
Yeah, like how late did they get him?
Right, exactly.
And also, how do we explain the fact that he's been aging this whole time? Is that just a play? I feel like we see him in the sun. Well, maybe not.
I have no idea.
Have I ever seen a British person in the sun? I don't know. I honestly don't know. Maybe they are all vampires over there.
Yeah, no, they all burst into flame when exposed to sunlight. Good God.
But Prince Charles will, because he's a vampire.
Yeah, sure. I mean, whatever. I mean, what's the difference, honestly? Like, being a member of the British royal family and being a blood-sucking immortal
who feasts
on the blood of innocents.
They don't have to pay taxes, so they're vampires in that way.
Exactly. They don't have to pay taxes, and they are rich as fuck, and they just live off everybody else.
In another one of the articles I read when I was researching this, it was something like 32 conspiracy theories about the royal family, and you could tell they were really trying to pad it out. And one of them was, oh, the royal family doesn't pay taxes. And this writer was like, nuh-uh, they have tax-exempt status, but the queen has to pay taxes on her private income. It's like, what's the queen doing to generate private income? Is she working at Cold Stone Creamery or something? There's no way.
Like, yeah, and if you think, even if she does receive private income, that she ever pays a fucking cent of taxes on it, you are hopelessly naive.
Yeah, this was the same article that argued the royal family does actually do a lot, because they have to go to all those public appearances. It's like, I'll do it. I'll make those public appearances instead.
Sure. Can I also be a figurehead? I've always wanted to be a figurehead.
Yeah. Can I not pay taxes? Because the IRS doesn't seem to think I can not pay taxes. Tell you that. All right.
Whatever the British version of the IRS. That's what they call it. It's the same. It says.
It's just the tax. Different. It's just the tax man. There's a Beatles song about it.
The tax man.
They call it the tax man.
That was awful.
Tax man's a good song though.
Sure. Tax man's great. Beatles are good. Coming out with the hot takes.
Controversial. Beatles, good.
Yeah, Beatles, good. Elvis, good. I'm on a hot streak here.
We are on fire. All right, this next one. This is so fucking weird.
Yeah.
Prince Charles and Princess Diana had a secret daughter. I mean, that's just weird on the surface, because if they had a daughter, why would that daughter be secret? Like, that's right. It's not how the royal family happened. Works. But the way this one works is Diana had to get a fertility test before she could marry Prince Charles, because they could make sure they kept that hybrid bloodline flowing. And as the story goes, the doctor who performed this test kept a little bit of Charles' sperm, slipped that in his pocket, kept some of Diana's eggs. Took them all to the lab, cooked them up, made a baby egg, stuck it inside his wife, and she carried that baby to full term. And now there is a bastard royal child out there, which that is a complex tale. And it's claimed that this girl's name is Sarah Spencer, that she was born around 1981, and that she found a diary that spelled all this out after her parents died.
Her name was Spencer.
I don't think this woman's even real. This was all reported in some British tabloid that also said she confronted Prince Charles about the death of Princess Diana.
Like, how?
Yeah, how? Why? Based on what evidence? Like, of all people who would have information on that. Like, I'd believe David Icke more if he came out and was like, look, I got some pretty good info. Princess Diana was killed. I'd be like, well, you do move in those circles. Sarah Spencer, on the other hand, I'd be like, how the fuck would you know what Prince Charles knows about the death of Princess Diana?
I mean, I don't know. This is weird. I mean, like, I just don't understand, if we want to talk about, like, motive, means, and, like, what's the why do this? Why would he do? I mean, like, look, I know there's been a rash of stories in the last few years about fertility doctors doing some really fucked up, unethical shit.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, I don't know, man. Why do this?
Yeah, I mean, it's a cool souvenir. That's for sure.
Sure.
When everyone else is showing you their VHS copies of the Royal Wedding television special in their t-shirts saying they were there, you're like, look at this souvenir. I made one. Triana. That's Prince Charles and Diana fucking mashed together.
Triana, of course, not Triana. Yeah, look, I don't think this is real.
What?
I know. But I don't know. I just am like, if it did happen, there's no way that they would, like, let this girl would not be a royal. She was raised by this guy.
Yeah.
And his wife. So they're not, she's still not theirs, even if they wouldn't even test her blood. There's no way anybody who comes to them and is like, I'm secretly a royal of royal blood, they're going to actually test.
Yeah.
Their blood to make sure.
A trap door is going to open under that person when they say right. that. And they're just going to fall into a pit with all the other illegitimate royal kids buried under Windsor Palace or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, all the ones that came out with like four legs.
Yeah. Hybrids that didn't work. That one's a little too alien.
Yeah, that
was reject it.
They should. No. Humans don't have scales. Sorry.
What? It's eczema. Did you like my British accent there?
No, that was great. Yeah, no, it's hey. It's a Harlequin baby. It's a Harlequin baby.
Oh, put a little lotion on it, governor.
Whatever you do, don't Google Harlequin baby, by the way.
Don't. Yeah, one outlet claims that this embryo story actually comes from a 2011 novel called The Disappearance of Olivia. Uh-oh. Now everyone thinks we're in on it, for one thing, so that sucks.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, no, totally. I'm a total bootlicker for the fucking Royals.
But we also, like, we all know intelligence agencies write books and scripts for this very purpose all the time. Hashtag exactly. Free Sarah Spencer. Come on.
Sure. Yeah, let's get her out of that pit. Her 27th cousin has been poking her with its tentacle for the last 10 years.
Oh, I just want to see pictures of that pit. All right. File this one under news that doesn't fucking matter, even if it's true. There are rumors that the grandson of Queen Victoria was Jack the Ripper.
Uh-huh.
This is a weird story, but mostly in what happens to the guy who pushed this theory after he dies.
Right.
The New York Times reported on this back in 1970. We'll link to the article. I did not realize they had internet capabilities back then, but holy shit.
Yeah.
So here it is, right before my eyes.
They called it DARPANET still.
Yeah. Yeah. It was the government thing. They were testing it out. They were in on the beta, New York Times.
And they still have to pay a subscription as well.
And they looked into this story. And what's weird about it is there was this one guy, this researcher, who was convinced that Jack the Ripper was of royal bloodline.
Mm.
And somehow, I mean, this was, you know, the 60s, 70s. There was no internet. He couldn't, like, post this on social media and hope it would go viral. He's in England, so he's got to, like, convince the British press to report on this. And they're like, we're not trying to get killed, pal.
Right.
So for whatever reason, this guy never really makes these findings public. But he does have this folder of evidence that he says is the proof that Jack the Ripper was from the royal bloodline. After he died, his son goes in and burns those files. And his reasoning was, well, we read them and they didn't say anything. They certainly didn't imply that Jack the Ripper was part of the royal family bloodline. So we just set them on fire so no one could ever look at them again. Mm-hmm. And it's like, what? Were you worried the Nazis were going to find it? Like, that threat has passed, man. Like, that part feels so weird to me. Like, this is the freewheeling 60s and 70s. Like, I can just see some fucking MI6 bastard walking up to this guy and being like, I will give you £5 million if you set that folder on fire and don't ever tell anyone about any of this. And that kid's going to be like, got it. Don't you worry. Anything to keep Her Majesty safe. Ugh.
Gross. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, like, look, it makes sense that Jack the Ripper was probably like some rich guy who knew that he could get away with it. Like, that just makes sense because he wouldn't even be suspected. You know, it just wouldn't happen.
Yeah, not at that point in history. So, yeah, it's not a crazy theory at all.
No.
I just think the stuff that happens after the guy dies is crazy.
Yeah, that's wild. But also, like, you know, in the end, in the long run, doesn't really matter. Jack the Ripper still killed a bunch of people and is still very famous. And he's not famous. It doesn't matter who he was. He's not famous as the guy that he was when he wasn't Jack the Ripper. He's famous as being Jack the Ripper.
Yeah, there's almost no name that could definitively come out as Jack the Ripper where I'd be like, oh, holy shit.
Yeah, I've had a fun personal pet theory about Jack the Ripper since I was like in high school that he's actually the same person as H.H. Holmes, the guy who was the serial killer in Chicago during the World's Fair, because Jack the Ripper stopped being active around that same time. And then,
I mean, that makes sense.
American visiting.
Yeah. Yeah. Because he only killed like 5 women only.
Yeah. Just a few.
Get your numbers up, chump.
Right. And then came over and built like a crazy murder hotel and, you know, just to up his game. You know, I don't know. It's just, again, these kinds of things. This sounds like this guy kind of had evidence, but like it's basically just historical fan fiction.
Yeah.
At a certain point.
Yeah. You'd have to tell me like it was Morrissey or something. And they're like, also, he really is a vampire. That's why.
Yeah.
Then I'd be
shocked. No, he invented time travel. Actually, Primer is about him.
Ah, Morrissey. He sucks now, too.
Yeah, he does. And so does the guy who made Primer.
Oh, I don't think I saw that. All right. This last one. This is a two-headed conspiracy theory. These both started as jokes, but they're also like, I don't know. If I found out it was true, I'd be like, yeah, that makes sense. One, Meghan Markle is CIA, okay. Or Meghan Markle is part of a plot to reclaim England, or reclaim America for England.
And I just want to say, in the notes, you write this as and or, and I would like to say the and version of that is an interesting story. The version where she is both CIA and part of a plot to reclaim America for England.
She's a double agent.
Yeah.
But these both started.
And an okay actress.
These both started as jokes. A guy tweeted a thing about how, well, with Meghan Markle marrying Prince Harry, and if they have kids in the United States, they're going to be American citizens, which means if they ever, you know, ran for president, there would kind of be like a hybrid royal family American president, which would kind of mean England had taken America back. And here's the thing. No, it wouldn't. Like, that would just mean... president had some relation to the royal family, but we're not fucking giving you this country back because of that, pal.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that doesn't make any sense at all.
But it's
also kind of weird. I mean, like, everybody's, I don't know, related to somebody from another country.
And it's one of those things where the guy who tweeted it was clearly joking. Like, the tweet's still up. And if you go look in his replies, he's like, man, my fucking takes on Ohio State football are better than this. What are you people doing? But people still cite that tweet as like, oh, yeah, this could be. And then the CIA thing, Paul Bettany said that on a late night talk show. He jokingly said he thinks Meghan Markle might be CIA. Sure. But here's the thing. We know the CIA sends actors to late night talk shows to make jokes like that. So when the truth comes out, they can just go, nah, that's a joke Paul Bettany told on late night TV. So, yeah, I buy it. Meghan Markle, CIA.
Sure, why not?
I wouldn't care. Mean, like, that would be, here's the thing. I'd be like, that's my fucking CIA. Hell yeah. Hell yeah, they married an agent into the royal family. Who else is doing that? Probably China, like all kinds of places.
I think maybe people are just getting confused because she played an FBI agent on Fringe. So
that could be it.
That's all that people are thinking about, probably, because everybody knows that about Fringe.
I definitely knew that about Fringe. Yeah, there's also a theory that the movie Love Actually predicted their romance, but I care so little about that movie, I didn't even read the explanation for the theory.
I'm okay not knowing anything about that. I'm good.
So... watch your back around Meghan Markle, I guess, is what I'm getting at here, England. I know you're in a vulnerable spot right now.
Right. Yeah, no, she's going to ascend to power.
Yeah. Again, that power vacuum exists. And just keep an eyes on Meghan Markle.
Yeah, they are. Don't worry. The Brits are very good at keeping an eye on Meghan Markle. I don't think that's a problem.
And I think that's our episode. Next week, we'll be back to talking about American stuff, probably. I don't know.
Sure.
Maybe it's all England for the rest of the year. Out of respect for the Queen.
Of course.
We just go hard on royal family conspiracies. By the end of it, we both believe she's a cannibal.
Of course. Well, I mean, she probably was.
As opposed to just Olivia believing it right now. Is what
right.
I mean.
She that's the thing. She ran out of human parts to eat, and that's what happened. Yeah, no, I mean, look, I forgot what I was gonna say. This is just what happens. It's okay.
It's grief. That's how grief works. We're working.
That's it. That's exactly what it is. It's grief.
So, do we have anything to plug before we get out of here?
I mean, yeah, listen to our going back. Our podcast about Lost. It's called Going Back. Really botched that plug. It's on the Conspiracy and Unpops Patreon, and you should check it out. It's awesome.
There will be a new episode up this week.
Yes.
As this goes out. Woo. So, yeah, check that out. And I don't have anything else. I'm busy. I'm building a new studio. It's taking all my time.
Yeah, so. I'm in community college, so I don't have time to do anything fun.
Yeah.
Other than this, which I love.
Facts. Leave us alone. All right, let's get out of here. Olivia, say goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye, everybody. We love you.
of Earth. Your planet is about to be destroyed.